the supernatural or paranormal, as researchers want to call it now, has always been a puzzlement. Certain dusty areas defy description or explanation. Joseph Campbell suggested that every myth or legend, in fact, contains a grain of truth, but the mind of primitive man in his wildest imagination could not dream up some of the myths without there being the possibility that somewhere in the distant past there were actual facts on which to base such myths. Through oral history, these facts were expanded to give substance to what we call myths or folk tales. Somewhere in the oldest memory of our race, human that is, lingers a presence that still touches the borders of everyday life, a memory of a secret people, and that memory is tinged with ancient wonder and fear. It was not always memory. There was a time long ago when the elder races, the children of Cain, as they were called in the book of Genesis, were a force to be reckoned with, a force more powerful than man. In every culture they were recognized, and in their folk tales they speak of elves, pixies, fairies, trolls, gnomes, the homunculus, the golem, and the telkin, the koblidi, and the wee people. Not just a single cultural phenomena, but story after story about these fascinating creatures who were a part of every civilization. Could the possibility of these beings actually be true? There exists a unique manuscript called the Brenham Transcript, discovered after World War II near the city of Brenham, Germany, not far from Hamburg, near the border of Denmark. In a medieval monastery found in a wax-sealed wooden chest, some 10 feet under the ground, in what appeared to be a cloister or a monk's cell, or maybe even a wine cellar. In this chest, wrapped in what appeared to be an altar cloth of some homespun material, tucked into a tiny casket made of bone trimmed in gold, was a document written in ancient archaic Latin on sheepskin parchment. It told again and again stories of the little people, as well as titans, giants, and beasts of all descriptions. Was this transcript recorded as a history? A personal diary? Who knows? How authentic is the chest, the cloth, the bone casket, or the stories? Who can say? But it did happen, just as I have said. As recently as this past spring, the television tabloid Hard Copy touted what appeared to be the skeleton of a tiny 14-inch tall creature, which showed every evidence of being humanoid, not simian. Not the skeleton of an infant, but a full-grown, but tiny adult. Other reports of findings of this nature are beginning to surface, and some credence is being given to the claim that these are indeed the remains of the wee folk. George Andrews, author of the book Extraterrestrials Among Us, brings us a story about a 14-inch mummy of some sort that was found in Wyoming back in 1932. A Dr. Fairfield of the Wyoming State Historical Society believes it dated back to the Pleistocene age. This well-preserved creature had been embalmed and prepared in a way known to the Egyptians and the Incas, but was cremated as being thousands of years before either culture existed. What if all these myths and legends, with their grains of truth, were not about pixies or fairies at all, but were, in fact, about beings from another galaxy or a different dimension? That is a puzzlement. Think about those ramifications. The reason for this research and my interest in the subject lies within the confines of this old box. I think of it as a relic from the distant past. Who knows? But let me tell you how I came into possession of this odd box and its contents. My great-grandmother, Lucy Jeanette McPherson Solomon, was one of the children of Angus McPherson, who came to this country from Scotland with his parents in the late 1700s or the early 1800s. Scotland and Ireland have a long history of dealings with the wee people, and even today they are spoken of in awe and reverence, or fear and dread. In an old trunk owned by my great-grandmother was this old box. My grandfather said it had been brought from the old country when his grandparents, Angus McPherson and his wife, came to this country. It had been in the McPherson family for generations and was always referred to as the proof, according to my grandfather. When the last member of our family crossed over, me being the exception, the trunk and the box came into my possession, and I want to share with you the proof. With just a little bit of imagination on your part, you can become a part of yet another legend. If these actually were the remains of some early extraterrestrial being, we may never know. But I want you to see and judge for yourself. Suspend your belief system and allow for the possibility. Do you remember that great old book in the movie Moby Dick? The great white whale was a demon for Captain Ahab, an obsession, a challenge. In the final scene, Ahab had been pulled overboard by the great beast and was drowned, tangled in the ropes wrapped around the body of the whale. A lifeless arm seemed to beckon to the crew to continue the chase. Perhaps you'd like a little more up-to-date story, like that of Steven Spielberg, called E.T. When the small creature was left behind, his goal was to communicate with his companions and find a way home. I would ask each of you now to use your imagination and watch as, even in death, this small creature seems to be saying, "Come on down."